Right after the Aseres HaDibros, the people themselves trembled. Vayamdu me'rachok, they stood off to a distance, and they said to Moshe, "You speak to us. This is too much. Va'al yidaber imanu Elokim. Don't let Hashem speak to us anymore. Pen namos, we're going to die if we hear any more directly from Hashem." And Moshe then tries to reassure them, and he says, "No, don't worry. Al tiro'u. Don't be afraid. I'll tell you why Hashem is doing this. Ki leva'avor nasos eschem boh Elokim. He's come linasot etchem." Now this is a word that we've had a couple of times with a lot of different meanings. The simplest meaning is to test you. Hashem has come to test you. The problem with that simple meaning is, why is that an assurance and how is the revelation a test? This is the greatest moment in all of Jewish history, in all of world history, in which Hashem has revealed Himself to the people, expressed His will to them. The people are afraid, and then Moshe reassures them and says, "No, don't be afraid, it's just a test. It's not like a television, like this is a test, it's just a test. If this were real, there'd be..." No, this is the real deal. What do you mean it's a test? So all the Mefarshim struggle with understanding what this is, and as we've seen, the word nes has two, potentially three different meanings. So Rashi here uses the meaning not of a test. Rashi here, as we've seen earlier, when Hashem tested us with the man, it means to lift you up like a banner. He wanted to make you a nation in the eyes of all the other nations. L'nasos etzchem, He's appeared to you so that all the nations of the world will look at you and say, "Wow, what a people. Hashem revealed Himself to this people." And throughout all of history, we will always be known as that special people. The Ramban mentions that the Rambam's the point, Maimonides, who understands that the word linasos eschem, to test you, doesn't mean to test you now in the revelation, but that since He's revealed Himself to you now and has shown you His presence, in the future, when you will deal with difficulties, trials, tribulations, false prophets, you name it, He'll be able to test you, because we'll always be able to fall back on, we experienced this revelation, we saw clearly, and that will stand for us as we go through all of life's other experiences. The Ramban doesn't like either of those two interpretations. He believes the simple meaning is it's a test, not as a test in the future, but as a test now. Why is a revelation a test? This is a great moment. Where is the test in this? So the Ramban says a fantastic idea, really one of the most insightful comments on the experience of us. There's so much about Maimon Har Sinai, and the Ramban here touches a comment on a point and says as follows. Sometimes when you test a person, there are two ways to test a person. You could use an example if one were in the days of old where you get to choose your sons-in-law. It doesn't happen anymore. But in the days of old where you get to choose your sons-in-law. So you could test them out in one of two ways. One would be to put him through all sorts of difficulties, trials and tribulations and hardships, and to see, does he have what it takes? Does he have the metal? Does he know how to handle himself? Can he bounce back from difficulties? You could do this with employees too, technically speaking, if you could find a more legal, ethical way to do so. There's another way to test someone, which is not in a moment of difficulty. It's to bestow great blessings upon them. Give them a raise. Take them out to dinner. And then see, how do they respond when things are going really well? Do they know how to say thank you? Do they know how to act with humility? Do they know how to appreciate where it came from? Do they think it's all about them? That's a totally different type of test than a test of seeing how somebody deals with adversity, whether or not they can rebound, whether or not they can handle it. Well, how do you deal with blessing? That's also a test. In fact, the Medrash says, there is nobody that Hashem isn't testing. The Ramban quotes this Medrash. The rich are tested to see, how do you handle your wealth? How do you handle your money? The poor are tested, how do you handle the difficulty? Everything is a test, it's just a matter of which side are you being tested on? Says the Ramban, this great moment in all of Jewish history was a test. It was a test to see, now that I've revealed Myself to you, now that there is no suffix, there is no doubt that I exist, that I'm the Creator, that I've given you this gift. Now I'm testing you to see, how do you respond to a test like this? Do you know how to appreciate? Do you know how to serve? Do you know how to respond appropriately with the circumstances that I've now blessed you with? And yes, the most simple reading of the Pasuk, don't worry, Moshe says to the people, don't be frightened. He's testing you to see, now that you have clarity. How many times do we say ourselves, or do we hear others say in life, if only I had clarity about purpose, about mission, about that there's a God in the world, I would do things differently. So Hashem says, I gave it to you. I gave you absolute clarity. Now is the test to see, what do you do with it? So says the Ramban, Leva'avor nasos eschem bo Elokim.